This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. No complaints here. Never.
Yeah. Hey, we need to bring those back.
Oh, the complaints?
Yeah. We haven't heard that in a while, huh?
Have plenty. They're just not from the internet.
Maybe we should save that for next season, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, this is the finale.
Yeah. Coming to a close.
Yeah, you guys, this is it. This is everything. Our loud ass family is over at Jessica's house right now. So
can you hear them?
Yeah, I know that other people are going to be able to hear them too. It's no problem. They're having a good time without me.
I didn't think you'd be able to hear them.
I could just a little. I think it was Cake laughed.
Yeah.
I knew it. I could tell. I love her laugh so much.
They're gonna keep doing it.
I love it. I don't care. Let them laugh.
Mom's about to come out and crash it too.
Oh, perfect.
See? Oh, God.
I love it. I love it so much.
Do we leave this in?
Yeah, leave it in. It's authentic. Okay. So, this week, what a week it has been. My son, we went to my boss's house on Tuesday after work. Her boys are actually over there visiting their grandmother. And yeah. She was like, our cats are getting really rambunctious without the boys there. Do you think Ezra would like to come over and like play with them? Yeah, actually, he really loves cats. Like, I know he's slightly allergic, but like he really loves cats. Slightly allergic was apparently an understatement.
Uh-oh.
Because, yeah, he had like a way allergic reaction, and I ended up not going to work on Wednesday. I felt so terrible. But he, like, his whole face got like red and puffy, and his poor eyes, like under his eyes, it was so swollen. And I was like, what is this kid not allergic to?
You need to get him on allergy medicine.
Oh, girl, isn't already. We got home. I threw some Benadryl into him. He had his Claritin. I was like, are you good, bro? I think I just need a warm bath. Mommy, please, will you take a bath with me? And I was up with him until like 1 in the morning. Didn't leave my boss's house until like 10:30-ish, to be quite honest. But like, still, that was enough time to like go get home and have a full night's sleep. But no, when we got home, I was like, oh my God, my kid's face. And I made Zeb wake up too. I was like, you have to help me. We got to get some Benadryl in the child. And Zeb was like, I'm half awake. So, okay, I guess.
I'm sorry, okay. You just came out. You're looking for something. I don't even know. I think we just gotta leave it all in.
Yes, leave it in.
It's part of being the guilty crew, I guess.
Yeah. I love it so much. I am sad that I'm not there to visit with everybody.
Well, it's only 4 hours away. They'll probably still be up.
Yeah, I'll just get in my car. I'll leave the kid here.
Yeah.
Zebulon has gone to Tony's on a different night of the week because he's not working tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, he's had a thing. It has been a weird weekend. Anyway, so a funny thing happened this week, though, and I told you about it. I texted you the morning that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think, was it Thursday? It was Thursday morning. My son decided that this beautiful portrait that our grandmother, Eileen Ruth Crane Kilty Buck, painted this beautiful portrait of Marilyn Monroe. And our grandfather got it framed and gave it to me as a wedding gift.
Right.
And it is my most, because you and I always discuss this, possessions can come and go,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But this is my most prized possession,
mm-hmm.
next to like the miniature urn of my mom's ashes. But that's like obligatory. This thing is like not my dead mom. So, you know, whatever. But like, this thing is my most prized possession. I specifically picked this wall right outside my guest room door to hang it because there's a light right above it.
Right.
So when you turn that light on, it looks as though the picture is meant to sit just right there under that light, as if the light is highlighting the photo.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, anything you hang right there is, you know, amplified tenfold by this light.
Right.
What's hanging there now is a piece of artwork that you would find at, you know, like a Home Goods. It's a generic piece of artwork that one might run across in a TJ Maxx, you know,
Live,
if you will.
Laugh, love.
No, it's not that. God forbid. No, it's not that. But so I had to move Marilyn Monroe into my bedroom because my son said, and I quote, "The lady, what is hanging on the wall?" And I said, "What do you mean, honey?" He goes, "The one with the yellow hair." And I said, "Oh, Marilyn Monroe." And he goes, "I don't know, the one in the blue dress." And I said, "Yes, honey, that's Marilyn Monroe." I said, "She's a very famous actress. Her real name is Norma Jean Baker." And he goes, "Mom, mom, 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 mom." And he's like putting his hand up and shaking it in my face, like that little Linda, Linda, Linda kid,
mm-hmm.
viral. "Mom, mom, 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 mom. I don't care about her name. The painting is possessed." My son, my 5-year-old son, used the word possessed. And I said, "Honey, no, my grandmother painted that portrait with love. There's nothing wrong with that portrait." He said, "Mom, no matter where I am in the upstairs, her eyes can see me." And he's not wrong. Zeb and I both, and I took a picture and sent it to you and showed you from the side.
Yeah.
Her peripheral
vision. You have to put
vision,
it up on Instagram.
Yeah.
And we put it up on Facebook too.
Yes, I'm not kidding you. Grandma was a talented woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever you're, no matter what angle you're looking at Norma Jean Baker, her eyes follow you. She's following mm-hmm. you all around. So I asked him, I said, "Son, where did you learn that word possessed? Is that from one of your cartoons?" He said, "Oh yeah, because in Pac-Man there's ghosts and the ghosts can go inside of people." And I said, "So okay, hold on just a minute. So there's a Pac-Man show on Netflix. It's a Pac-Man series television show on Netflix. And there's the ghost that Pac-Man eats can possess people on the show. And you think that one of those ghosts got into my painting that my grandma..." I said, "Your great-grandmother made this beautiful painting." He said, "It looks possessed." I said, "Honey, but so you think that it's one of the ghosts from Pac-Man?" He goes, no, ghosts aren't real." And I was like, "Wait a minute. So you just told me that you think this painting is possessed, but that ghosts aren't real." And he's like, "That's absolutely correct. Yes, that's what I'm telling you." Like walking contradiction of a 5-year-old.
Right.
And so then I was like, "I'm not taking down this picture." And he said, "Mom, if you don't take down that picture, I'm never sitting in the game loft again."
Oh.
So I took the picture down. I moved it to my bedroom. You know what he said? "If it's going to be in your bedroom, you need to close the door."
And so when should I receive said painting?
I guess, girl, you just come get it, I guess, for a while. If you can hold on to it for me until he's like 7 or 8.
Yeah. Yeah, I can do that.
I'm like, and it's in a beautiful, like, it's a good location in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it right as I open the door. I can show it to anybody. Beautiful, but it's not where I want it to be.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to, just one day he's going to come home from school and I'm just going to have it hanging there and just be like, "This is where it belongs, is in this hallway, on this wall, under this light. And I don't really give a flip if you don't like where Norma Jean is placed. That's
mm-hmm.
where it is. My grandmother made it. Get over it."
Right.
Now, I mean, he rules the roost. If I'm under any other preconceived notion that I am in charge, that is my own bad. That is not what has
We've known
happened.
that for a long time, though.
Yeah, beyond a per beyond any type of this nonsensical bullshit, he has been in charge. Like there's no way for me to say beyond a shadow of a doubt, this child is in charge of my entire life, okay? But what I'm saying is, like, if I even had an inkling that I could hang something on the wall without, no ma'am. Because he finally was like, I don't like to sit up there because her eyes follow me and she's possessed. And I was like, I'm not taking it down. And he was like, yeah, you are. And then I took it down. It's like, oh my God. He owns this home. I think I
I
just
knew
exist. I know you knew that because he's your best friend. He's like, oh,
that.
you don't, oh, mom, you don't like my new role? Why don't you call cousin Jessica and she'll back me up?
Yeah, he loves me the most.
He does.
Infinity is what I heard earlier.
He said times infinity. He said, I love you the most. And he said, I love you more. And you said, I love you more. And then he said, I love you more than the most. And you said, I don't think I can top that. And then he yelled, I love you infinity.
But I'm everyone's favorite, so.
Jessica, goddamn, I know you steal all my thunder. I only gave birth to him. They only knocked me out
Yeah.
and cut him out of me.
And I'm
Sorry for those
the
that, trigger warning. But you're the favorite, yeah. Oh, cousin
favorite.
Jessica.
Yep.
Every time I FaceTime you, oh, is that cousin Jessica? How's your week been?
It too was a long week.
Yeah, do you want to talk about what happened on Friday?
Yeah, we can. I'm
Yeah.
okay with that.
So we got some good news and some bad news.
Bad
The
news.
bad news is Jessica's going to have a lot less time on her hands. That's the bad news.
Okay.
But what's the good news, Jessica?
Oh, I passed the written for my state exam for my CNA test.
Yay! Get a girl.
I
Inch, inch,
still
inch,
have to
inch.
take the skills test. I'm only halfway there. There's
That's
still
great,
another
girl.
whole state exam to do, but
You got this. You got it, girl. If I can 4-point my microeconomics class, you can do anything.
yeah, well, I
And I
mean,
did
not
that
anything,
too.
but
Yes, and yeah, anything. I believe you.
it was actually really funny because I had to go to Aspen's house to take it so that I had good internet.
Right.
And so she like shut down her whole house for me to go take this test there.
We're on lockdown.
And at the end of the test, it was like, press this and you'll see your score. So I pressed it. And then it was like, take this survey. And I was like, okay. So I took the survey. And then it was like, okay, thank you. Have a good day. And like everything just went away. And I was like, wait a second. Where's my test results?
Yeah, excuse me,
And
no.
yeah, so I started panicking. So I go get Aspen and I'm like, I don't know what to do. It said it was going to give it to me, but it didn't. And then
Right.
it took like 20 minutes to find my test results. And finally, Aspen found them for me. And I guess it's pass or fail. You don't get to know what you got right or wrong. It is what it is.
Well, you passed. Great, you passed.
Yeah.
Yay. Fuck yeah. You
Yeah.
got it. You did it. You got that, girl. I'm so proud of you. Well, earlier today, this is gonna be a nice patchwork episode because earlier today we had a rousing game with your friend Holly,
Good old Holly.
good old Holly, and she played a rousing game with us of Would You Rather, and then we talked a little bit of useless information about a mammal that I really enjoy, and she had, you know. In Would You Rather, you just got to pick one thing or the other. It's the lesser of the two evils in your mind. Go.
Right.
Holly can't do that. Holly has to have a justification for absolutely every. She's like, so tell me, what is X, Y, and Z then? And I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't. There's no additional information, Holly. I'm working with as much as you have is what I know. And she's like, well, I just don't think I can make a blanket decision based on just this. And I'm like, that's the game.
Can you just pick one for the game?
Yeah, she was a good sport about it. We definitely had to narrow down some of them for her because it was like too broad spectrum. She was like, well, I'm not going to decide.
Yeah.
But it was very fun. I had a really good time. She is a good sport and she's a very good guest. So you guys will look forward to that later. For you, it'll be later in the podcast. For us, it was earlier in the day. Huzzah.
Yeah, it'll probably be like next-ish.
Oh, it's definitely next-ish. That's definitely next-ish. That's what's going to happen. Oh, yeah. So I four-pointed microeconomics. That was a thing. I four-pointed my humanities class.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I wonder when the four-point streak is going to end. I wonder which class I'm going to get a B in.
Never.
No, I doubt that.
It will.
I have, I'm doing statistics this term, and I'm doing natural sciences. Well, this natural sciences probably will not be a big issue for me. I enjoy science. The statistics, I looked at a lot of the rubrics already, even though it starts to, classes start, they open tomorrow. I read through the rubrics and I read through the, for the entire class for all the bigger projects. And, it looks very similar to the structure I had in microeconomics. So I have a feeling this might be the B time. Who knows?
Well, one step at a time.
Yeah, just like you, girl. You got through one exam, you'll get through the next one.
Fingers crossed.
Girl, you got this. All right, well, fun stuff. Good talk.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce you guys to Holly now.
Yeah, we'll get her.
Okay, well, let's hit it. Would you rather? Well, we have a guest today. We have a guest for the show. This is Jessica's friend.
Yes.
Her name is Holly. You broke out, Jessica. You really cut out bad right there. You might want to say Holly's name again.
Oh, Holly. Holla.
He gave it a lot of, that was pretty intense. Hi, Holly. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for the invite.
Yeah, I'm happy that you were able to make it. I know that you live about, what, like 20 yards from Jessica. So that's, I didn't want to miss you. I know the walk over to your place probably takes her a while.
Yeah, it took me all of 20 seconds.
That's what I thought, yeah, definitely. I thought it was going to be a whole drive, you know, but
no. A whole drive?
A drive, yeah. I thought you were going to get in the golf cart. Drive up a hill. Get out. I thought there was going to be like a whole, I thought we were going to do like a segment where you're just driving on the golf cart telling us how you get there, but no. Oh, there's nothing.
No, no. I just walked between a few houses.
Oh, so you trespassed.
Yeah, pretty much. I do what I
got
want.
It okay, just yeah. Oh, okay, now you're freewheeling. Got it.
Yeah,
the laws don't apply to Jessica now, Holly. She's out here just walking on people's property. Yeah, I just walked between a couple houses, you know, looked in their windows, nothing weird.
Oh, I can see into her house from my house.
She can see into my room.
Okay, well, I guess you guys are made for each other then. It's getting kind of weird. I watch her, but she watches me right back. Okay. Well, it's so good to have you, Holly. Thank you for agreeing to be on our podcast. We are so thankful that you could join us today. We are going to play a rousing game of Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Is it for both of us?
It's for both of you guys. You can both answer the questions. I will, of course, answer the questions as well.
All right.
It's going to be a rousing round, okay? I think we've got 7 or 8 questions. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Oh, great. Okay. So the first question is, would you rather have hands instead of feet or feet instead of hands?
Hands.
What? Why?
That's because Jessica and I both hate feet.
Yeah, I'm with you. Hands it is.
We just had this conversation this morning. Not in preparation for this, but we just had a feet conversation.
Yeah.
Well, then this is going to be a pretty funny round because I know Jessica hates feet. Okay, well, I personally would also rather have hands, but that's because I type for a living.
Oh.
But I think it would be really hard to not have feet because, like, how do you get around? How are we going to walk?
Prosthetics. Wheelchair. Well,
I mean, what if you were an amputee, you walk around with no feet?
Yeah.
Prosthetics. You get, yeah, Jessica's right, prosthetics. But it would still be difficult. Like, without hands, I feel like you could be like, hey, open that for me. But you could walk up to somebody and ask them to do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's give and take from both. I mean, when you think about when you get hurt and you can't use your foot or you can't use your hand.
I'm really, you know, Jessica, I've never really thought about if I hurt my foot, what I would do. Just kidding.
You again. Roll your ankles constantly.
Yes. I've never been in a position where I was wearing an air cast and had to ask them to go get 85 things for me. Okay, well, clearly I just take my feet for granted, so hands it is. Hands all around. Okay. This one's kind of funny. Would you rather have a full-blown mustache or permanently hairy legs that you just can never get rid of, that's permanent?
Permanent hairy legs.
Yeah, I think so too. You can cover that up or just tell people to deal with it. A mustache, that's no. Mm-hmm. I don't want a mustache.
No, I get waxed.
Yeah. Same. Yeah, I think same. I don't know. It's permanent, but like it doesn't say, okay, so it's permanent, but does that mean I can't get rid of it every day?
I think that's what that means.
Well, yeah, it's kind of.
But does it grow back immediately?
I mean,
like one of those Play-Doh machines?
I get, yeah. I don't know. Kai didn't have one. She did.
Were you deprived?
I was. Jessica had all the good toys.
Yeah, I did.
She had all the good toys. I did not have the good toys. I got a lot of stuffed animals.
And I didn't want to share.
She was the worst sharer. She was like, don't mix my Play-Doh colors. Don't, you
but
know
now
what?
That
just
sounds just like her.
I know. I remember one time she literally said to me, why don't you just watch me play with it?
Jessica! Oh my God.
I mean, 7-year-olds are ruthless.
That'd be so fun. I don't know. I don't remember that. She remembers everything. I don't. Probably. Sounds like something I'd come up with. Here, it's just easier. Just let me do it and you watch.
Yeah.
Jen said, if you're out here trying to mix my green and my red together.
Yeah.
This isn't Christmas, that. Kimmy.
Anxiety. Oh, God.
I know. All right. Would you rather have bad breath eternally or smelly feet?
Oh, gosh.
Smelly feet, because you can put shoes on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think so, too. You can't cover up that halitosis.
No.
Nope.
You know,
I think it's very funny, though, that you two hate feet, and you both decided you would rather have smelly feet.
Because we can cover them with shoes.
You can't cover the
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I was in a ninth grade class that was a combo class, and at our school they had like a gift shop where you could buy like balloons or flowers or whatever and have them sent to a class.
Right.
And this balloon showed up and it was clear, and you know how they put the liquid in it to like preserve the balloon or whatever. When it was delivered, the teacher was like, "Damn, there's some major halitosis up in here." Think it was that balloon that had all that stuff.
What is that stuff called?
I don't know. Do you know, Kimmy?
No, I have no idea what liquid you're even talking. They put liquid inside a balloon.
And they mix it around in the balloon, and then when they fill it with the helium, it holds for longer.
Oh. I don't know. Balloon liquid. It's called the balloon liquid. And they... I don't know. It's probably oil of some kind, right?
It's like a gel.
It's like a gel?
Yeah.
You guys, I have no idea. What? There's gel in the balloons now. We have balloon gel out here. Just... Okay.
Yeah, you gotta pay attention when they fill up your balloons next time.
I walk away and I'm like, okay, I'll be over here in this area looking at something else while you do that. Thanks. Bye. It's a patented liquid solution that dries inside latex helium-filled balloons to form a coating that helps hold in the helium.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called High Float.
High Float, yeah.
High Float. That's what it's called.
Yes.
Is everyone satisfied now that we know about High Float?
Yeah, yes. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
We learn something new every day.
Hey, by the way.
Thanks, the internet.
Yeah. We are sitting outside and we're by the park. And so if there's some background noise, I guess you're just going to deal with it.
Yeah, sorry, adoring fans. Okay, well, so this is a good one for you two. Would you rather have one abnormally gigantic ear or one abnormally gigantic toe?
Just one. Do you have a foot fetish today?
She's doing it because of me.
I know Jessica hates feet. I didn't know it was a shared hatred.
I'd rather have the toe. I can cover it in a shoe with the stinky feet.
Yeah.
I think the same thing. I would probably get it fixed.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, can we just talk about this toe? How I don't need it to be this big.
I feel like everything you're giving us is like to do with appearance.
Well, this one is definitely.
Are you struggling today?
Am I struggling today? I'm struggling every day, Holly. I just put on a front for the world. Here's a good one. Would you rather get sent a random dick pic or a sexual foot fetish photo?
Oh, God.
What would a foot fetish photo look like?
Yeah, though? what's in this photo we speak of?
We need more details.
So I don't know because I have never seen one.
Hmm.
But I would assume from jokes that I've heard about sexual foot fetishes that they're like generally covered in some kind of oil or honey, or there's some other situation going on where they're like posed around something sexual, or like they have like some kind of oil or fluid on them.
Okay, well,
I mean, just to be clear, I think I would rather take the dick pic, to be honest. I don't really want to look at some stranger's feet. Whether it's sexual or not, like, I just don't even want to see someone else's feet. I'd rather accidentally see a dick, is all I'm trying to say. It's a story. Like, what am I going to turn? Somebody sent me a weird picture of their feet. Do you want to see it? No, I don't. That's gross. Why would they send you a picture of their feet? I don't know. I got this funny dick pic, though. Do you want to see it? Yeah.
I mean, what if the foot fetish thing had other things in it? What if it was a bowl?
See, that's what I don't know.
Yeah, maybe just the dick pic. I don't know.
I would just take the dick pic, honestly.
I don't want to know what they're doing with their feet.
Damn it, Holly! On the set?
Okay, I silenced it.
I'm just kidding. I was totally kidding. She's like, I silenced it. I said,
that happens to me quite a bit.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're popular. Oh, brag, brag. Some people call me, girl. You know, I'm Holly. Okay, so dick pic or foot fetish pic? You have to pick one, unfortunately. What is it, Holly?
I'm going to go with foot fetish.
Oh.
Oh. With
it's
the,
because
with the shocker.
My grandkids pick up and look at my phone all the time.
Yeah, but you could delete it.
Not after they saw it.
You're right. There's no coming back if they're the first ones who get to the dick pic.
And then you have to deal with grandma had a on her phone.
Grandma had a penis on her phone.
Yes.
That is, you're right. Okay. Okay. Listen, I'm here to hear.
Like, that stressed me out.
That whole question stressed you out?
Yes. I can't unsee what I don't want to see now.
Oh, Holly, I'm sorry. So here's a good one to get your mind off it. Would you rather clog the toilet on a first date or at the first day of your new job?
It depends. Is there multiple stalls at my job?
I didn't write the question, Holly. This is the whole question.
Because if there's multiple stalls, you could blame it on somebody else.
Oh,
right.
But do you remember the movie Dumb and Dumber when he had the bathroom accident in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then people would know it was you.
Yeah. I don't know. And then also, if you're on a first date with someone, are we talking first date? We went out to dinner and there's multiple stalls there too?
Exactly. Yeah.
Or is it like private?
Or did you go to his house for dinner?
Yeah.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Like, if I'm at his house, okay.
I think these questions need to have further detail and explanation in order for us to make
they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to. You're supposed to just go with your gut. Like, which one would you rather?
I say the date.
I say the date too.
Because then you're going to find out what type of person they are, and they'll either be gone forever or they'll stay forever. I don't know.
They'll be at your wedding day. Their speech will be like, on the first date when she clogged the toilet, I knew she was the one.
Oh.
You know, that's a keeper.
Work, like, you kind of need a job, so at work everyone knows, and
right.
Be like,
then could he call you a shitty girlfriend from day one?
I mean, you probably.
That's funny. I'm down with that. I have older cousins that have made fun of me my entire life. I would be down for that.
But out of work, like.
But yeah, at work,
those people
they'd
know.
Whisper about you
and
behind
you
your back
know
at least.
If there are multiple stalls, like in there.
Well,
let's just say you're either at his house or there's one stall. It's a single bathroom.
We narrow it right down like that.
We've narrowed it down. There's
one
stall. Okay.
She's not happy about it either.
Holly, you're such a shitty girlfriend.
I know.
Okay. Would you rather only be able to eat cheese for an entire year or not be able to eat cheese for the rest of your life?
Does that include cottage cheese and cream
cheese?
Yes,
it's any cheese. Holly, the question is the question.
It's my responsibility to get details. That's how I determine things.
They're not. I understand that you feel some kind of way about not having all the details. This is all I have to provide you. It's like the bare fucking minimum. So would you rather eat any, literally all the cheeses, anything with the word cheese in it only for an entire year, or live the rest of your days without ever eating cheese ever the fuck again?
Did you hear her?
No, what'd you say?
She said, could it be queso? Yes, that's still cheese.
Cheese in another language is still cheese. What? So if I say fromage, then we're just, then yeah, no, that's fine. As long as I can have fromage.
Okay. So
I would just rather not be able to eat cheese for the rest of my life.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I couldn't eat cheese, only cheese, for 1 year.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's, like, nasty.
I also think that, like, nobody could probably do that without having a heart attack. Because isn't it full of...
Or a bathroom issue.
Yeah.
Clogged toilets are in one stall bathroom.
Yeah. And he's like, what happened in there? And you were like, oh, I've just been eating cheese for a year. He's like, oh. My shitty girlfriend has lactose intolerance now. Okay. Would you rather experience the beginning of the world or the end of the world?
Beginning. I don't like to suffer, and that's probably what the end of the world's going to be, and I am a woman of comfort.
At the beginning of the world, though, there were like well, no, we don't know. We all evolved from something, technically. If you believe in the evolutionary theory, there was like, you know, cells at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And at what, we didn't have dinosaurs yet. I guess the beginning. Well,
that's true, because I say I couldn't be like a pilgrim coming over on a boat, or I couldn't. Be a pioneer because the seats weren't comfortable on the stagecoaches. I couldn't do that either.
I say the end of the world because, you know, if you know the end of the world's coming, you could really, like, take some things that make it not be uncomfortable.
You mean?
Yeah, that's true. I might change my, yeah, I think the end of the world.
He's like,
you want a nuclear bomb to fall on your head?
No, I don't want that, but I'm saying I could take some drugs and then I probably wouldn't know that a nuclear bomb was going
to
fall.
You know what? Yeah, that's the thing. If we're getting to end times, I think we're all going to know it's end times, and I'm going to use that as an excuse to finally try mushrooms.
The dealers would be out.
Dealers would be so out. I'd be like, hey, can I get some caps? I'm trying to experience the end of the world. And they're like, you're too late, bitch. All the psychedelics are sold out.
So how about this? How about you and me and Jessica? We find a good drug dealer and then I'll go for the end of the world with all three of us.
Okay, yeah. We could just ride it out together on shrooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've always wanted to try them. I'm just too afraid that it'll ruin my whole life. So.
Yeah, no, I won't do that.
We're not.
Yeah, I won't do it either unless it's the end of the world. And then hell yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so this is really bad. Would you rather have a really high perm or a mullet haircut for the rest of your life?
What do you mean a high perm? Like,
I mean, like it goes up and out, like it's like it's just as a high perm, like so I'm assuming I'm assuming up. It says a high perm. I don't know what that means. A high perm or a mullet?
I'll go for the perm.
I'll go for the perm.
I'm gonna go for a mullet. I think it would I think it would be comical as fuck. But also, if you play your cards right, you could probably pull it into a ponytail. You know, just forever that's ponytail. True.
I don't know, but a high perm, I feel like you get some volume in your hair. I feel like my hair is really thin and fine. So I feel like the perm would give me some volume and I could do some zhuzhing of that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. This is why Holly and I are friends.
Oh, okay. This is the last one, and I chose this one specifically because I think it's going to gross you out. Would you rather find a jar of urine or a jar full of toenail clippings?
Oh, urine. Any day.
What the fuck, Holly?
No, it's because
I like how she's got a whole reason.
People don't want to leave the night or walk downstairs in the middle of the night, so they use a Gatorade bottle.
Some people.
And then they forget to throw it out in the morning, and somebody else goes to make up the bed and goes, oh, what is this yellow stuff in an orange Gatorade bottle?
I mean, this is a hypothetical situation.
No, it's not. This happened to her.
No, it is
This is real.
It's real.
That sounds traumatizing as fuck, is what that sounds like.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Ooh.
Well, no thanks to that.
In the line of work I'm going into, if urine is something that bothers me, I'm in big trouble.
You're in big number two.
Big number two.
And one.
Yeah. Or toenail clippings.
Yeah.
I also would rather find the urine, just so we're clear. Like, toenail clippings sounds disgusting.
Also, urine is sterile, so.
Yeah. I learned that after we had Ezra. I was like, really? And the doctor was like, yeah, you didn't know that. And I was like, you're letting me leave here with the baby, so you tell me who's irresponsible. Yeah. good times are had. He's alive. All right. Well, that was our riveting round of Would You Rather.
All right.
Okay. Holly, you sound very excited.
I could just, would you rather bite into an apple and realize that you ate a worm or eat a cricket?
Ew.
Well, I would rather eat a cricket.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want a worm.
Well, here's the thing. Crickets in other countries are actually roasted, and they're like a good source of protein. So they like take a bunch of crickets, they roast them, or they like deep fry and they season them, and then you pop them just like you would like any kind of nut or like salty snack.
But haven't you ever read the book called How to Eat Fried Worms?
Yuck.
No.
It's like a Judy Blume book or something.
Huh.
No. How to Eat Fried Worms.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to look that up. Fact check. Kitty, are
you
in the house?
Page I know. Weird. How to Eat Fried Worms?
Yes. Yes.
No, I know. In 2006, they turned it into a movie, apparently.
Yes.
What?
It was written by Thomas Rockwell.
Rockwell.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
weird.
That is weird.
The novel's plot involves a couple of students eating worms as part of a bet. Ugh.
Yeah.
No, I'm good. I'll still go for the crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I still don't want to do either one, but
I would go for crickets. You know what? I'm going to say this, and may he rest in peace, but Anthony Bourdain ate crickets.
Yeah.
I watched it, and I was like, that actually looks kind of good. Like, I could totally eat that.
Yuck, Kimmy.
No, nasty.
No, I was down with it. Some of the stuff he ate was like, no way. Get out of there. What are we doing? Anthony, don't. Oh, he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. He ate it. Oh, God, he ate it. But the crickets, I was like, actually, I bet you that just tastes like a salted nut of some kind. I bet you that's all that tastes like.
Maybe.
Have you ever eaten Rocky Mountain oysters?
No.
No. And with the ew. And also, a bunch of people at Sturgis this year caught COVID. Not for nothing. Just saying.
How did we get from Mountain oysters to COVID?
Oh, because they serve them there. You didn't know? That's I've one of the main That's well, neither have I, madam. These are just fun facts that I know. Fun facts. Kimmy's fun facts. Number one, they sell Rocky Mountain oysters at Sturgis. It's one of like the main delicacies that they have there.
Yuck. Who would want to go to that?
First of all, who would want to go to Sturgis? But then secondarily, and more importantly, why is that the thing you're selling?
I don't know. I don't like it.
You drove all the way here on a motorcycle, which means you might be sick from being on the road for so long and seeing that much shit pass by you. Here's an idea. Eat this.
Yuck.
Now get back on your motorcycle for another 20 hours and drive home.
Yeah.
Not the best plan. I'm going to go with the hell no to the no, no, no. All right. Well, what a rousing time. Good times were had by all. Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Okay. So the next segment is going to be called Facts About the Sloth. Facts About the Sloth.
The Sloth?
I love sloths. Yeah. This is a thing that not too many people know about me. I love sloths. I think that their little faces are so cute. Mm-hmm. And they just are so slow. Mm-hmm. And so adorable that I thought, you know what's useless? Some facts about the sloth.
Okay.
So
okay, I will tell you that when you have a teenager, they're very cute and they're very slow. So your teenagers will become sloths.
Oh, good. Things to look forward to with my child.
Yep.
Just another fun thing. The first thing is, I think that a lot of people who have kids probably have seen the movie Zootopia. And that's probably one of my favorite scenes is when they go to the DMV and the person at the animal at the DMV counter is a sloth. And he gets told a joke by the fox, who's voiced by, I believe, Jason Bateman. I'm not totally sure, but I think so. And the sloth turns around to tell it to his coworker, and it takes him so long to tell the joke. And it's so hilarious. And there's like the bunny rabbit, who is like the main character, is like standing there waiting to get information out of this sloth. But she's trying to, like, be patient and kind. At the same time, she's, like, in a hurry. And the best part is that the sloth's name in the movie is Flash. The fox walks up and he's like, Flash, Flash, 100-yard dash. How's it going? And he's like, hi, fox. It's so funny. So anyway, these are facts about the sloth. I'm sure you guys know that they spend about 90% of their lives hanging upside down. Mm-hmm. Their organs are attached to their rib cage.
Oh.
So that's why they can do it, is because it means that their organs don't weigh down their lungs.
Oh.
They can hang upside down with no effect on their breathing.
Interesting.
I mean, I don't know about you, but if I sleep on my back just wrong, I'm like snorting myself awake. So that's pretty impressive to me. Jeez. So they can actually turn their heads 270 degrees. So like not a full 360. But considering that they can also move their like their upper bodies, their torso.
What about an owl? Is that competitive to that or?
I haven't looked up any facts about the owl, Jessica.
Oh, okay.
We can talk about the owl on a different episode if you'd like.
I just want to know if the owl can turn its head more.
I think the owl can. I think the owl can do a full 360.
Oh, really?
Like, it can turn its head all the way around and then the other direction. Like it can turn its head. Oh, no, it's not. It is more than the owl, because owl can do 180, like, all the way around. But then in order to go back the other direction, it has to go back around. So, yeah, no, it's more. The sloth is more than the owl, because the owl can only do it, like, 180.
Oh.
The sloth can do it 270 degrees.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, that would be, like, turning your head around. Like, let's say you're going to the right to turn your head around and being able to look over your left shoulder.
Yeah, that's weird.
Okay, but it does that. Is the reason that they can move their head around is because they have no peripheral vision. Oh. Where humans have peripheral vision. So even if you turn your head, you can almost see in back of you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why didn't you check that?
Because I didn't think to ask that question. I don't know.
Details. Specifics. She's speechless.
I'm not. I just, you know, I have like the certain facts that I have looked up. I would have to dive more into this in order to, you know, do and figure out whether or not they have peripheral vision, and then like how their head turning around, it's their head being able to turn around like that is their best defense mechanism, because they are so slow. And that's also why they spend a lot of their time hanging from trees, is because they can keep out of the way of like predators and stuff.
Hmm.
So
can they fall from trees?
Yeah.
You know, like in Florida with the iguanas, when it gets cold, it rains iguanas.
Yeah, because they just like fall out of a tree. Right. Like sloths can fall. Yeah, Holly. They can fall.
But what happens if like they're hanging on a tree and they fall asleep? Like when humans, they fall asleep, they won't be able to stay in a tree.
No, they sleep like that for sure, because they sleep a lot of their life away. So they can just be sleeping like that and they don't fall, like if they fall asleep.
Hmm.
But yes, they can fall. Like they I'm sure they have fallen out of trees. Not like iguanas where it's like their muscle seize up because it's cold and then they just like randomly start falling.
Hmm.
I thought it was interesting. I don't know.
Stop. Are we the same person? Stop.
We are. We do often do the same thing at the same time.
Okay, so this is what's really interesting. This is the thing that really fucked me up when I found it out, because I had no idea. So everyone knows that they have really long claws, right? So it makes it difficult for them to like walk on land. That's because they're like tree dwellers and stuff. But did you know that they can swim up to 3 times faster than they can move?
Shut up.
Like 3 times, then, because they move so slowly, they can swim 3 times faster than they move.
Mm.
And they can hold their breath for 40 minutes.
Shut up.
Nuh-uh.
No, they can. Yes, they can hold their breath for up to 40 minutes because they can suppress their metabolism and they can make their heart rate go down to a third of its normal speed so that they can hold their breath.
What an incredible creature.
I know. You want to talk shit like, oh, can they fall? Yeah, they can fall out of a fucking tree, but they can also swim real fast.
But if they land in water, they're fine, because
yeah. They conserve energy by moving slower than any other mammal on the planet.
Mm.
And generally travel at 100 and no more than 125 feet or 38 meters, however you want to, like, I'm going to go with feet, in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
And on, like, on the occasions that they find themselves at ground level, they will only crawl at 1 foot per minute.
Mm.
1 foot per minute on ground.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty crazy.
How? Stop. Is that like what their what am I trying to say?
Miles per hour?
No, like their stance. Like
she said miles per hour.
Negative 10.
Negative 10.
No, like their what's the word I'm their like when you take a step, how wide your step is. Yeah, is that like how their stance is? Is that like 1 foot is about what they can do?
No, it's literally 1 foot per minute, but they are not that, they're not that long. And their stance, like you're talking about their gait, right? Like when their gait, the reason why they have such a hard time crawling is because they have such long claws. Okay. It has more to do with their claws than anything.
All right.
So another fascinating thing is that this, like the sleep pattern of a modern day sloth, and of course this depends on habitat, but sloths that are in captivity will sleep up to 15 to 20 hours per day.
That's like the whole day.
Yeah. So if it's a sloth that's like in captivity, so like a zoo or any other anything, sleeps 15 to 20 hours a day.
That's a zookeeper's like dream.
Just yeah.
Like come by.
You those first year vets, they have their fingers crossed. Please let me end up in sloth section. Please let me end up. But sloths in the wild, this is, people don't realize that sloths in the wild sleep just the same amount as humans, an average of 8 to 9 hours per night.
Oh, I was going to say, because if they're like going to try to get food or whatever, 4 hours isn't very long to like get down from where they are and find their food and get back up there.
Yeah.
So do you think that when sloths are in captivity, they're sleeping that long because they're depressed?
I mean, listen, it doesn't say that, but we can only assume.
Yeah.
Like, here, I'm going to put you in this cage and exploit you for money and let all the tourists take pictures, because I don't know if you guys realize this, but even when they're experiencing pain, stress, anxiety, anything, they smile.
Hmm.
They always smile.
Really?
It's one of their facial structures, and it just gives them the appearance that they're constantly smiling. Hmm. So even if they feel like they're in distress or whatever, they're smiling. So yeah, they could be depressed. If they're sleeping 20 hours a day, they probably are depressed, but their face makes them look like they're smiling. So everyone's like, oh, look, they're so happy in their cage while they're sleeping, hanging upside down. Oh, did that one fall? Yeah, Sharon, they can fall. So yeah, just some fun facts. They come down from, they generally have like one tree that they really enjoy, and they'll stay in that tree for a really long time. And they will come down once a week, maybe, to go to the bathroom.
What?
They will come down about once a week to go to the bathroom.
But, what?
Yes.
I want to go to the bathroom just once a week.
Yeah. It's pretty. Let me see what it says. Let me read the whole thing. So, they only relieve themselves once a week, and they can lose up to 1/3 of their body weight in one sitting.
See,
because that would be they can in one go. And they will not do it on the ground.
raining.
They will only do it on the ground after wiggling around the base of their tree to dig a little hole. So they dig a hole so that they can go. And yeah, they only go once a week.
That's interesting.
How long do they go? Like for 10 minutes?
Well, I mean, if you're pushing out 1/3 of your own body weight, probably.
Yeah.
Do they pee slow?
I don't know. We're talking poo-poos. I don't know. They might pee from the side of the tree branch. I don't know. But yeah. They poop once a week, and they can dump up to 1/3 of their body weight. Can you imagine the diet? The amount of weight I could lose if that's how... Anyway, we don't have to talk about that. Anyway, sloths are 3 times stronger than us. And it is apparently a known fact that they are like pull-up champions.
Oh.
They can lift their entire body weight upwards with just one arm.
Mm.
But they have 30% less muscle than similar sized mammals. Tell me how that's so. They have 30% less muscle, but they're 3 times stronger than the average human. It's because they have highly specialized muscle arrangement that produces enough strength to withstand the force of a jaguar trying to rip them from a tree.
Stop.
Isn't that fucking nuts? That's some shit, right?
I'm just trying to comprehend this. They have 30% less muscle mass. Is that what you said?
Than similarly sized mammals, yes. Okay. And they are over 3 times stronger than the average human.
Wow.
I know. You don't have to tell me. You only poop once a week, but you can do a ton of pull-ups still. You're just carrying that around.
Do they wait to do the pull-ups until after they've lost all that weight?
No, they don't, but I'm pretty sure after they lose the weight, they get up the tree a lot faster. And it's still pretty fucking slow, though, because they're sloths, but, you know, faster.
Yeah.
They're blind in the bright daylight. I didn't know that.
Okay.
I had no idea about that.
Maybe that's why they sleep.
Maybe. It takes them 30 days to digest a leaf. And they only eat leaves. They only eat greens. But it takes them... They have the slowest metabolic rate of any mammal.
Really?
Yes.
How are they so strong then?
This creature
is crazy.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me about it. They have a 4-chambered stomach that's supported by 46 ribs.
Hmm.
Well, then
23 pairs of ribs. 23 pairs of ribs.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of ribs, man.
That's a lot.
Isn't that bananas?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Or I know.
They can accidentally starve to death on a full stomach.
Accidentally starve to death on a full
yes.
stomach. Because they took so long to process it.
Yeah, okay, so they apparently, I didn't know this, but unlike most mammals, they've sacrificed their ability to control their own body temperature in order to save energy. Like, okay, you're not already sleeping all this, so you need to save extra energy, whatever, fine. So instead, they are completely reliant on environmental conditions, and their core temperature can fluctuate from it can fluctuate up to 10 degrees in a single day, okay? So if it gets too cold outside, they have these like special microbes that live inside of them in their stomachs, and those microbes can die, and the sloths can no longer digest the leaves that they eat.
Mm.
And so like their digestion tract just like it'll stop moving and they can just starve to death because they have a full stomach. Like, they feel full, so they don't eat. So they accidentally starve to death because those microbes die if it gets too cold.
Mm.
Isn't that crazy?
That is
but
crazy.
But they don't know that they're cold.
That's weird. Because
they have the ability to know if they're cold.
Mm-hmm.
In order to save energy. That's some crazy shit to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They can fall 100 feet without injury, Holly. Wow. On average, a sloth will fall out of a tree once a week for its entire life.
Once a week?
Yes.
Holy, the sloths are just falling out of trees constantly.
They can plummet from over 100 feet without injury because they are anatomically designed to fall and survive. When two sloths start to fight, it is typically over access to a female for mating purposes.
Oh.
And the aim of the sloth fight is literally to knock your opponent out of the tree. They'd be like, that's my girl. Like, no, it's not. And then they start to get into the slowest fight you've ever seen with their gigantic claw, tiny, like the slowest arm movement. Just think about it. It takes 5 minutes for them to clock each other with their big ass claws. And the whole point is to knock the other one's ass out the tree.
Interesting.
Even though they know that they'll survive it, they're so slow that if they fall out the tree, the one who survives it is going to be the one getting the girl.
Huh.
Right? Because they're like, yeah, I'm definitely going to get this girl if I can knock this dude out the tree, because he's going to take him forever to get back up here. He's going to live.
Think about if that's how humans were. Just people falling out of trees.
Well, we're not. Can I tell the honest?
I don't think a man would ever fight that hard for me. Like, no, you can have this one. No, no, dog, that's all you. No, no, after you, I insist. The sloths both knock each other. Let's just do, you know what, suicide pack, fuck it. She's the worst, and knock each other out the damn tree.
Stop. Mm. Oh, Almighty.
You don't think Zeb would knock another dude out of a tree for you?
Oh, and this, if this circumstance, if Zeb is a sloth, I don't know. Humanity's kind of fucked if Zeb's a sloth. We need him in order to survive. We don't know that, but I know that for sure. No, I don't think he would, because that would require energy, and if he's a sloth, his whole thing is conserving energy, so he'd be like, is it worth it? No, I'll go eat a leaf and I'll pass that in 1 month's time.
One leaf.
So good. I hope I don't get so cold that I starve to death on this one leaf. This is the most interesting part, I think. So according to the Sloth Conservation Foundation, sloths have the potential to cure cancer.
What? Really? So, how?
Okay. Let me get into this. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So they have this unusual method of camouflage. Their cracks in their hair allow for many species of algae and fungi to grow, which makes them appear green. And some species of fungi living in sloth fur have been found to be active against certain strains of bacteria, cancer, and parasites. Sloth hair also provides a home to an entire ecosystem of invertebrates, which basically to me, this just means like they're disgusting, but whatever. Some species of which are found nowhere else on Earth. Hmm. It's like, and I quote, the sloth moth. A single sloth can host up to 950 moths and beetles within its fur at one time.
Hmm.
950.
that's yucky. Ugh.
Can but, we just so the it's not necessarily the sloth that is able to cure cancer. It's these the fungi that are found living in their fur. But these fungi that live in their fur only really live on just them. It's just like a specific sloth fungus. But can I just say, just even reading that paragraph for you guys makes me feel like I have bed bugs.
Yeah.
Like it's making me itch just thinking like, about some shit like that.
Like there's a fungus among us.
Yeah. Ick. Like really, yeah. Come on, bro. First of all, you're so dumb that you're knocking your opponent out of a tree and then you just be letting bugs just grow up in your fur.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything about that. You only come down once a month to poop.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said dumb. I don't mean dumb. It's like honestly, sloth, we can do better. I feel like we could do better, sloth. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. So tell me why these are your favorite animals again.
Well, I am fascinated by them because, first of all, no one knows how long they can live. The oldest one on record just turned 50 and it lives in a zoo in Germany.
Wow. But
we suspected that sloths can live much longer than that. So there are probably sloths alive who have seen way more. Maybe they did see the beginning, Holly.
Maybe, but I want to know who was the person or people that got a hold of a sloth to determine what the algae was, and how does one say, oh, this algae might cure cancer?
Well,
like, how did they do that?
Well, I don't know because I'm not a veterinarian or a scientist, but what I'm going to assume is that because they aren't very fast, it was not difficult.
Okay, that was good.
So that's the first thing. But then the second thing is, I think that it was kind of like a progression of things, right? So like we've been studying animals for however long we've been studying animals, and there are obviously like so many different species, but however long the sloth has been studied, it's been a progression. So at first they were like, okay, well, this sloth died, let's investigate what's going on underneath, you know? And that's when they're like, did you realize that this stomach has four chambers? What the fuck? Did you realize that there are, you know, 60, however, what was it, like 60 or what? I can't even remember, 60 something ribs in this dude hanging on to these four chambers of its stomach.
Wasn't it 40 something?
I don't know. Yeah, 46. Because there's 46 ribs, 23 sets. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, how do they know that they can turn their heads 270 degrees or whatever? Like, how do they know they can hold their breath for 40 minutes? There's probably been just like decades and decades of study because they are a fascinating creature. Also, they are just really cute. Like, that's one of the reasons I love them. They perpetually look like they're smiling and they're so adorable. And some are two clawed and some are three clawed.
They're always three clawed.
No, there are two clawed sloths as well. And there are different species within the sloth world.
Interesting.
They're very cute, though. I think they're very cute. I love that they're so slow. I don't know why. Here's this. Originally named after one of the seven deadly sins, it's no surprise that sloths have been labeled as the world's laziest animals for decades. In fact, when sloths were first described in the scientific literature in 1749, they were labeled as the lowest form of existence.
Oh, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah, that's some shit. Man, scientists in the 1700s were kind of mean. That's a Regina Dorm shit to say about a sloth. Since then, we have learned that sloths are far from being simple, lazy creatures. They are complex, mysterious animals. They have an evolutionary history so weird that you might accuse scientists of making it up. To give you insight into the misunderstood world of sloths, the list from which I just read was compiled by Dr. Rebecca Cliff. And those are some of her favorite weird facts about the sloth.
Huh.
This is all from, I got my information from the Sloth Conservation Foundation. And also from, worldanimalprotections.us.
Interesting.
I know.
So I kind of feel like we're fulfilling Tony's request right now.
Yeah, this is pretty useless. This is useless information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't need to know any of this. But yeah, I find sloths to be fascinating. I think they're interesting. I don't like that I learned about the fungus thing during the research process, because that was kind of gross and I could have lived without that.
Yeah.
But you know, whatever. I did kind of save the best part for last. Are you interested in hearing the best part? Because I think this is probably my favorite.
Okay.
This is important. It's about guacamole. God damn it, Holly. Listen. Without sloths, there would be no avocados.
What?
Why?
We were just talking about avocados.
I was literally about to read it to you, Holly. I'll tell you why. Wait, you were literally just talking about avocados?
Yeah, like, yes, before we got on this podcast.
I was telling her about how I can't eat avocado because for whatever reason my body won't let me anymore. And she was saying she just made lunch.
Turkey avocado sandwiches.
Yeah. That sounds delicious. I love avocado.
And I said that I can eat avocados for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And I said, no, I can't even do it.
Yes. And not only that, but the omega-3 fatty acids in avocados are so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good for you. I'm sad you can't do it, Jessica, because they're delicious. But listen, without sloths, you wouldn't be able to eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Holly. Why, you may ask? Why you did ask? Let me tell you. The extinct giant ground sloths were some of the only mammals that had a digestive system large enough to process the huge avocado seeds whole. They feasted on the fruit and then dispersed the seeds far and wide. All tree sloths that we know today evolved from the giant ground sloths of the past. That's crazy, right? Now listen. There were thought to be over 80 different types, with the largest reaching over 6 meters in height. Don't know what that is in feet. Don't ask me.
An avocado?
No.
Oh, the sloth. I was like, that's a huge avocado. That'd feed like Cinco de Mayo.
That would feed like Cinco de Mayo. Jesus Christ on a cracker, Karen. There is even evidence to suggest that several different species of marine sloths also existed, and they fed on seagrass and seaweed in shallow waters.
Oh. Hmm.
So anyway, the whole thing is, without them, avocados would have like not been eaten and then dispersed. And then when they were dispersed with the fecal matter, which acted as manure. Mm. And then so basically avocados that we eat today are all descendants from the shit of giant sloths.
That's what you're eating.
Is an avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
I don't know. I'm talking about sloths, Holly. I didn't research avocados. No, I would consider it to be a fruit since it's pitted and it grows on a tree.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Sloths eat fruit? She said leaves.
Yeah, but a pit's not a leaf.
Well, this is the giant
ground. But they had to eat the avocado.
Okay, stop. Everybody stop. Listening to what I said, it was the extinct giant ground sloth that ate the avocado and shit the seed out. That thing is extinct, and the sloths we know today only eat leaves.
Okay, fair enough. Okay,
so, and then to answer your follow-up question, to be so that I'm covering all of my ground, yes, and yes, an avocado is a fruit, said Google. So the whole internet has explained that it is a fruit.
Okay.
It's actually called, quote, a berry. And in some places, avocado is also known as a pear.
Oh, it does. It's kind of pear-shaped.
It is kind of pear-shaped. But girl, so am I. I'm just kidding.
I'm that more of an avocado. There are not a lot of curves there.
I am not going to talk about my body shape on the podcast. No, I'm just kidding. I have a big butt. So yeah, there you go. Facts about the sloth.
Okay. Kind of took us all over the place, huh? Okay.
Avocado seeds in prehistoric times.
Yeah.
The sloth.
The sloth.
Brought to you by the websites I mentioned because we have to reference our sources.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Well?
Well.
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 I don't know what's happening.
I don't know either. I was waiting for you to do something. What did you say? Say some stuff.
Oh, so some stuff.
Can I just, this is off base.
I know can slap her for you.
We don't condone violence on the podcast. Thank you, Holly. No, I'm just kidding. You could hit her really hard right in the face. That'd be
no,
perfect.
No.
JK, I'll hit her next time I'm over there.
Yeah, it's okay. True. She beats me.
I don't beat you. I just think it's really important that we talk about the differences between punching your cousin in the arm because she said something stupid between and versus beating them. Because I mean, I've done the first, but not the latter.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. We better not confuse people.
I don't want people out here calling like, "Oh, we got another domestic violence from the podcast girls again." Just out here like two sloths trying to get it on with a female, knocking each other out of the damn tree.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go so that I can actually go downstairs and try to get some lunch.
Okay.
I guess I'll talk to you same time next week.
Yeah, probably.
You, Holly, probably not, but thank you for being on.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the cast.
Yeah. We appreciate you and you taking time out of your day. We know that time is valuable. So thanks for spending it with us.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
All right. Well, Jessica.
Yes.
Until next week.
Oh, okay. Until next week.
Until next week.
Okay. I love you.
I love you huge.
Bye. Bye.